Hello, and welcome to the Orange Eye 777 podcast. I think I mentioned this in the Flashback Fire stream that I did. But for this, again, I'm going to be playing a game. I'm going to be playing Fire Pro Wrestling. So, because I'm trying to get better at this game. I used to be kind of good at it, but then it kind of fell off the rails because I stopped playing as much with the channel, and I was doing a lot of IPWL and CW, so playing 2K18, just naturally, you know. But now I've gotten back into Fire Pro, and boy, it is not like riding a bicycle, at all. So, I mean, it's a good game, don't get me wrong, and I do enjoy it. It's just, it's one of those games where if you stop playing even for a little bit, you gotta basically relearn everything. So, that's kind of what I've been doing, write an online guide, which has been very helpful. But if you hear me get mad during the podcast, that's because I either just couldn't hit a move, which has been happening recently, and it has been getting on my nerves, very much so. Like, I've just been trying and trying and trying to hit a move, but either I get reversed or I miss, or like my timing's off, something like that. It's very hard to hit grapples. It's one of those things where once you nail it down, it's fairly easy to do, but it's just one of those things. Let's see. Anyway, so yeah, TLC this Sunday, so consider this the TLC pre-show, if you will. Then big question this week, question of the week. My bad. Again, I forgot to post it online or on Twitter, so my bad there. But so let's see. Last one was World Main Event TLC. So, not gonna be on the TLC theme this week, but actually, some people on the main roster, former NXT stars or NXT graduates that are doing too well on the main roster, should they go back down to NXT? That's the question. So, if you want to hear my thoughts on it, watch this, or not watch, but listen to that segment, basically. So, yeah, I'll just get right into the pre-show then. Or basically, I'm just going to go over Raw and SmackDown. Also cover NXT. It was pretty good. Week in NXT.
Just get right into it, basically. Alrighty, now we're getting right into the pre-show. So, basically, what I am currently doing, it's probably heard on the intro, I am playing Fire Pro Wrestling, but I haven't actually started to play a match yet. I'm currently creating a character. I wanted to make a junior heavyweight. I downloaded a bunch of people, but I actually kind of wanted to make my own custom characters. So that's what I'm doing now, basically. So, haven't started to get frustrated yet. Anyway, so yeah, guess I'll just crack on with it. I feel like I used that term incorrectly. Anyway, so yeah, Raw this week, it had a fairly good main event with, what's his name? It was Rollins and Corbin, which they had a fairly good match. I mean, it wasn't great, don't get me wrong. It wasn't a must-see match, but it was fairly good. I mean, it wasn't, like I said, incredible, but I mean, it was a TLC match on free TV. I mean, that's something to talk about. Which, if that was the point, well done. I mean, currently talking about it now, so I mean, I guess if that was the plan, then yeah, like I said, good job. I mean, well done. But if it was just to get ratings, well, again, still kind of did its job in doing that. I think at least it did. Anyway, so yeah, it started off Rollins in the ring. Basically, they just put all the crappy writing in that. They just laid it all on Corbin. Basically, that's what happened. Like, really, that's really all that happened there. Anyway, I'm trying to think here. See, all that happened, then see, basically, Corbin came out after Rollins had taunted him, saying, calling him a coward and all that. The usual stuff, basically. Really, that's what it was, the usual stuff. So then they agreed to have a match, TLC match, after, again, Rollins started calling him a coward due to, like I said, Rollins was basically blaming Corbin for all the bad, not bad wrestling, but all the, the bad show, basically. And just trying to think here. So, just trying to remember everything Rollins said. I remember him saying about the Revival being tag champs, or not tag champs, but them competing for a tag team championship. I agree with that. They really are one of the best tag teams, if not the best tag team on the roster, so them not competing for a title is kind of crazy. you know, them being booked in the Lucha House Party matches as well. Again, kind of crazy. Not kind of crazy, it is crazy. And let's see, there's something else. Basically, it was everything else that had been going on. And like I said, Rollins called him coward about 50,000 times. And see, after that, I'm pretty sure it was the Raw tag title match where Gable and Rude won, pinning Drake Maverick. Kind of like that. I mean, it's, I don't entirely like it, but yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad. Sorry, just trying to remember. So yeah, there's the tag match. Then, it was actually a handicap match. It wasn't a tag match. I don't know why I'm saying it was a tag match. And then, sorry for the whatchamacallit. Dang, I can't think. For the radio dead silence, or yeah, dead silence, dead air. That's what I was thinking of, dead air. So yeah, again, just trying to think. After all that, why can I not think of this? This is really bothering me. I can't think of it. Let's see. I'll say, Rude and Gable. I do like how they look more like a team than previous weeks, where it was just kind of like a random tag team sort of thing. Here they actually looked a little bit more like a, like they were a united front, if that makes sense. And then, let's see, after that, I think it was the Natalya and Ruby Riott segment. This feud has gotten really personal, which I gotta say I do like. I know some people are saying, you know, they have gone a little too far. Where, yeah, I do agree somewhat, but at the same time, like, to that point, if you want to have like these intense stories and all that stuff, then you're gonna have to, you know, because honestly, with the Attitude Era, since it's like PG and all that, really the only way that they can do it is personal feuds. So, yeah, I'm really all for it if, like, they can make the feud investable, you know, then, yeah, again, I'm all for that. If they can effectively get me invested in that storyline and what they're trying to sell, then, yeah, go right ahead. I got nothing against that, really. But yeah, dude, I kind of like the, when Ruby Riott revealed the, had the table with the Neidhart on there. I did like that. I thought that was pretty good. And again, like, intensifying the feud just a little bit more. Really. Which, yeah, I'm all for that. Let's see, just trying to think here. But yeah. Anyway, overall, I'm actually pretty excited for their tables match at TLC. I don't think it's going to be match of the night. I think they could do a good match. They could put together a pretty good match. But, again, I don't think it's going to be match of the night. And also, I don't think really anybody's expecting it to be match of the night. Honestly, if they could do that, then, like, incredible, you know. But, I mean, I don't think it's going to be a bad match, really, but it's just a matter of, I guess it's a matter of how much time do they get, and like how well the match is constructed, you know. Honestly, I think it could, I don't think it will, I think it could be the opening match. Again, I don't think it will necessarily, but it very well could be, in my opinion. Anyway, let's see. So after all that, let's see, they were advertising the face to face. Just trying to think everything. Dang. So you think. Then they had Elias versus Leo Rush. I did like that. I did like how they made Leo Rush look like he could compete on the main roster. I did enjoy that. See, there's another thing that I liked about it. Just trying to think here of everything. So I'm doing two things at once, really, here. Sorry, again. I'm having trouble remembering everything while also doing this. Anyway. So, yeah. Elias. He's Slater's referee. They are doing a whole thing where Corbin, you know, basically kind of like do this or you're fired sort of thing. Really, that's what it is. I like to think of it as when Michael on The Office. I think he said it, The American Office, by the way. If you can tell by why I said Michael. When he said, he had like a few people in his office. Apparently he told him, smell this or you're fired. Kind of, like, I know it's a little bit different from the whole Heath Slater thing, but I mean, that kind of does remind me of that, to be honest. But yeah, Elias, Leo Rush had a pretty good match. I like the ending. Lashley getting involved, making him a little bit more of a heel. I gotta say, I think that they did help hype up their match. So, yeah, again, anytime they do that, I'm all for it. They can hype up a match, and I don't care what that match is. It could be Goldust versus Goldust. Let's see, he's on Raw, so Goldust versus Goldust versus Heath Slater. If they have a compelling story, I'm going to be kind of interested to see what happens. Now, again, I'm not saying that it's going to be a great match or anything like that. Because, honestly, I don't think Lashley and Elias is going to be all that great. I think it'll be good. Don't get me wrong. I think it's going to be good. I don't think it's going to be great, though. Because it's basically what it is, right, is a pole match. You know, it's the first to get the guitar, you know, then they can use that guitar. Sorry, I just had you on there. Anyway, like I said, so it's not really a ladder match. If it was a ladder match, you know, of course, first one to get the guitar wins. but here that's not the case. So, so if they do change it to whoever gets the guitar first, then they win. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. But the way it is now, they kind of need something else. Like, they need to change the rule, because it's not really a ladder match the way it is now. And honestly, I'm not sure how interesting that match is going to be, with in its current state, really. Oh, sorry. Anyway, so let's see what else happened. Anyway, right. So, like I was saying, like, basically, a guitar on a pole. But, again, if they can change that, fine. Make it a little bit more interesting, I think. But, I mean, it's not going to be bad, because I don't know. Right. Lashley is probably going to win due to, what's his name? Lio Rush getting involved, or something of that along those lines. So, I mean, not really. Expecting Elias to win. I will say, however, let's see, they also had Ziggler, McIntyre. McIntyre looks strong. Again, usually whoever looks strong going into that match, the other person's going to win. So, I mean, that logic, Elias will win. But, I don't know, right? Because that very well could be the case. I could see Elias getting the win, but I think it's a little bit more likely that Lashley will win. Because somebody's going to get involved, and it'll be by shenanigans. It isn't going to be a clean win. Maybe Heath Slater's going to referee, something like that. And then, like, maybe during the, what's his name, during the Corbin match, Slayer goes, yeah, not doing that anymore, that sort of thing, so. But, I don't know, a couple of different things could happen, really, so. Not entirely sure what's going to happen. Let's see. Like I said, with McIntyre and Ziggler, they fought again. I'm pretty sure McIntyre won. So, anyway, keep losing my train of thought. So yeah, McIntyre got the win. I think Balor might win by roll up because, let's see, because if Balor doesn't win, I think it's gonna be there's gonna be a lot of heels that win, and I'm not sure how much they want to do that. I mean, it is the final pay-per-view before the Royal Rumble. So, again, not sure how much they want to do that. Because I'm thinking Ambrose is going to win. I don't think Corbin's going to win. I think Lashley will win. Let's see. Rousey will probably win. I doubt Charlotte will win. It's either going to be Becky or Asuka. Maybe not Asuka. Actually, no. Charlotte could win. Now that I think about it, because, I mean, what's the way that they're going to get to, if they are going to do, Becky and Ronda, like they were planning to at Survivor Series, then they're probably going to have either Becky or Ronda win the Rumble, and I don't see Jax becoming champion. It's just, I don't think at all for like a second that will happen. See, just trying to. Oh, it has some glitch. Anyway, just gotta pause the match for now so I can regain my train of thought so there isn't so much dead air or pauses in between, and I'm sure that is a complaint with the podcast. So anyway, let's see, covered Elias, Balor wasn't there. They're playing off the injury thing, not sure why it wasn't there. Like, definite, I saw rumors that he was sick. Not sure if that's true or not. Honestly, I don't follow Balor on Twitter, so, I mean, if he posted on there, okay, then yeah, it's true. If not, then could be something else. You never know. Let's see, then there's that face-to-face with Nia and Rousey. It wasn't bad. They just booked, like, not booked, but they wrote Nia's promo really badly. Like, she was all intense and then she goes, "My title!" You know, I try to quiet it down because it is very early in the morning. So, then, right, if Nia does win, to me, is going to get involved. That is really the only way I could see Nia winning the title is, um, It was Tamina getting involved, costing Ronda, so. That'll actually be good, because, like, if Rousey does win the Rumble, then you have, like, that whole, oh, is she gonna choose Becky, or, I don't think both titles are gonna change, it's gonna be one or the other, so. I think more likely the SmackDown, as I think I said earlier. And let's see. After that, face to face. Oh yeah, then the TLC match. I really enjoyed the TLC match. It was gonna be, to me, like, before a TLC match, it was gonna be, like, kind of a good Raw, but not really all that good. But then the TLC match, in my opinion, saved it a little bit. I really enjoyed it for a TV main event. It did its job. You know, I had that speculation was Corbin actually going to win the Intercontinental title due to Heath Slater. And I like that they did that. Of course, Rollins won the end. Like, I liked the spots. I thought it was a very well-constructed TV main event. Oh, dang, I just missed a pretty big flip on Fire Pro. Oh, dang it. Anyway, so yeah, Rollins won. That segment with Ambrose backstage was pretty weird. Not sure what they were trying to do there. I guess it was trying to remind everybody that they were still feuding. That's really the only thing that I could think. Ah, oh, so close to winning. 2.9. I like how they add that feature in Fire Pro games. I do like the whole 2.9 thing. Oh, dang, just 2 count that time. Anyway, so on SmackDown, Mandy Rose versus Naomi, which was previously advertised, did not happen. But oh boy, the replacement match was so much better. Mustafa Ali versus Daniel Bryan. And I saw this referred to on social media, and I couldn't agree more. It's the dream match nobody knew they wanted until they got it. And it was good for a TV match. Absolutely great. I mean, had that been a pay-per-view match, it would have been a little bit underwhelming, I think, depending on the rest of the card. But, very well-constructed match. Obviously, Daniel Bryan won, because he's the WWE Champion. So, I hope they continue to do this. I like how not all the Cruiserweights are appearing on Raw. I like how they're kind of like splitting them up a little bit. It's kind of like they have their choice almost. Aw, oh, dang it. Anyway. break. So yeah, Saif Ali, Daniel Bryan. I like the beginning of it. I like the promo that they had beforehand. I thought that was pretty good. Ah, dang, another 2.9. Ooh, almost hit a V-trigger. Not playing as a Kenny Omega, by the way. I'm going to send the V-trigger to the custom character that I made. Dang it, that went right through him. Like, not literally. Like, in the game, it, like, glitched out and actually went right through him. Anyway. But anyway, so yeah, they had that rap battle, which I don't think anybody thought it was going to be that good. But, I mean, it was better than what I think people thought it was going to be. My opinion. It's one of those things where I thought it was a little bit, like, James and Cesaro, you know, they got some heat, you know, by doing that whole parody thing, which, I gotta say, it wasn't, like, a good parody or whatever. It's almost like they are mocking the song, which was, I'm pretty sure, Ice Ice Baby. I forget who sung that or, like, rapped it. I think it was Eminem. I'm not sure, don't really listen to rap all that often, to be honest. It's more like every once in a while. It's more of like, because it's on the radio, really. Anyway, so, let's see, yeah, they had the rap battle, which I'm pretty sure they gave the win to the Usos. Then, let's see, the bar looks strong at the end, so they're probably going to be losing at TLC, which, yeah, I'm fine with. I mean, I like the bar and all, but, I mean, I know the rain has to come to an end sometime. Another near fall. Ah, dang it. Ah, that time he ducked on the V-trigger. Anyway. Oh, wow, he has Swanton. Oh, dang. Anyway, I hope the Usos win on Sunday, because I really don't want to see another New Day title reign. I mean, they're basically salesmen now, and they have been for a while. And really, I mean, I know they're popular and all that. I mean, they're not bad at all. Like, I think they can have pretty good matches and all that stuff. Their character isn't that bad. It's just, like I said, they've basically just become salesmen now. And really, a champion, really, if that's the champion, then it's not a very good sign, in my opinion. Ah, dang it. That's so cool. Oh, dang it. Okay. I just ran right into the turnbuckle. And I still kicked out even after a Swanton. Dang it. I am kicking out of everything. And so is he. Dang. I bet I'm gonna tap out. Yep. Well, yeah. Wow, a 24-minute match. Not surprised I tapped out pretty quickly. It's not that I wasn't doing it right. It was just a long match, of course. Or just, yeah, kicking out of everything. 100% match elevation. So. Anyway. Anyway, so continuing on with SmackDown, like I said, Mustafa and Bryan. Bryan's probably gonna win a TLC. See, tag champs, either New Day or Usos, really. Hopefully the Usos. And that is just more my personal preference. But, I mean, again, New Day aren't bad, it's just... I just don't get excited to see them anymore. They need to do something new. Like, really, it used to be whenever I saw the New Day, I knew something was going to happen, like, something kind of entertaining. And even though I didn't really enjoy the New Day all that much, I still found them, like, I still, like, was interested in what they were doing. Now it's just kind of like, oh, we got pancakes. And you can't really build a champion off of just pancakes. But anyway. Sorry, I'm not really into this podcast episode. It's just, I'm double tasking and Fire Pro. You gotta be really, really pay attention to what's going on, or else. Yeah, you know, like that's it, pretty much. Okay. Alright, just trying to think what else happened. Obviously, that main event, but I mean, like, towards the middle of the show. That's what I'm talking about. So let's see, after the rap battle. Oh, yeah, there's that kind of pointless tag match between. Rusev and Jeff Hardy against Nakamura and Samoa Joe. Didn't further either one of the storylines, in my opinion. So, again, pointless match. Is more just as a reminder that they're in a storyline, in my opinion. That was the reason for that match. Again, in my opinion. Let's see. So yeah, after that, I feel like I'm forgetting another segment. Yeah, might as well just talk about the main events. I guess nothing else. Oh, yeah, man, yeah. Shane McMahon and The Miz had another tag match against local competitors who Paige denied to pay because The Miz set up the match and wasn't actually a WWE regulated match, I guess. I don't know, but I mean, Shane was in it, so. And that should tell you something. But honestly, I can't wait till that storyline is over. Because, I mean, just neither one of them are getting promos with each other. I mean, they can cut a good promo, but I mean, it's just there isn't really any in-ring chemistry between the two. If that makes any sense. And again, they're both good, but that match, the tag match that they had, really made Shane McMahon look like a really crappy wrestler. I mean, that was a bad match. Anyway. See, so there's that. See, then, yeah, I guess I'll talk about the main event now. Seems like a good time, good of a time as any. Talk about it. Charlotte Asuka, very good match. See, I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, Asuka won, but by DQ. I'm pretty sure that's the way it went down. See, then Becky was out there at ringside. Then Asuka just went crazy with the kendo stick. Should have gone crazy with the chair. Because they're going to be in a TLC match. I hope Asuka wins. I don't think she's going to. After SmackDown. But. I don't know. I could be wrong. I kind of hope WWE proves me wrong. Because I would like to see Asuka as champ. But. Anyway, so yeah, yes, that's pretty much it for this kind of TLC pre-show, except for I didn't really cover the Mixed Match Challenge, because, they made me really excited to see that match. I mean, R-Truth and Carmella are obviously going to win because they're the faces, and if that's not the pre-show match, I will not be that happy. if they delegate, if they put, like, say, the Cruiserweight title match on the pre-show, then that's going to be absolutely ridiculous and maddening. But, oh yeah, I forgot about the Cruiserweight title match. Buddy Murphy's probably going to win, just because Cedric already has time as champ. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great, so probably want to keep it on Murphy for a little while. Do like a nice long title reign for him, because he is the juggernaut after all. So, but anyway, that's pretty much it for the pre-show for TLC. So up next, I'll cover NXT, then I'll do that question of the week. Okay, here I'm going to be covering NXT this week. Not 205 Live, but not NXT UK, just regular good old NXT. And what a week it was. Started off EC3, Bobby Fish. I thought it was a pretty good match. I didn't think it was all that bad. They had a nice story throughout the match. With Bobby Fish working that injured knee of EC3. Which I gotta say I do like. When there's a story within the match that makes sense. And I thought the story in that match made a lot of sense, you know. EC3, just back from injury because of Bobby Fish. That's why they had the match. And, let's see. Afterwards, Undisputed Era started to beat down Bobby Fish. Or not Bobby Fish. That'd be interesting, though. EC3, Bobby Fish included in Undisputed Era beating down EC3. And let's see. Then Heavy Machinery came out to help out EC3. And let's see. Lost my train of thought for a second. So now I'm assuming Heavy Machinery. Oh, wait, never mind. Yeah, already got announced. What am I saying? I'm assuming. Heavy Machinery going to get a title match, I think in 2 weeks' time for the tag titles. At least last time I checked, that was the plan that they had. And, so I'm trying to think after that. Oh, yeah! Lorcan and Birch versus the Mighty. I really enjoyed this match. It was a match where, like, the first one, they needed the proper story to the match, which the first match laid that proper storytelling. Or not the proper storytelling, but they laid, like, the foundations for this match, which was great. It was chaotic from the start. I really enjoyed that. I really enjoy matches that are chaotic from the start. And it was a quick match, obviously, because title match and the main event. So, anyway. Skywalker and Birch. I think they won. Yeah, because the Mighty went for a tag team move, but then miscommunication was their downfall. Yeah, I like it when they do matches like that. Because it kind of sets up another match, and I'd like to see those two fight again. They can put on some really good matches, as shown on the past episode of NXT. They can put on some really good matches. So, preferably, I would like to see them wrestle again. Whether it will happen or not remains to be seen. But yeah, let's see. So after that, they had Mia Yim versus, oh jeez, what was her name? I forget what her name was, but she was, she had like that Texan, she had a Texan gimmick, and, she was like a powerhouse and all that stuff, which I think the women's division needs a little bit more of. I know, of course, you got Nia Jax and Tamina on the main roster, but the NXT don't really have anybody. Plus, I mean, it's nice to, or not nice, but I think it is important to have layers like that in any division, women or tag match. Women's tag, cruiserweight division, you need a powerhouse, in my opinion, to, just as that person to add something different to, like, even in the men's division, right, you need something different than everybody else on the roster to make that person stand out a little bit more. So, like, cruiserweight division, right? Mainly high flyers and all that. But Buddy Murphy, arguably, and Neville, respectively, both stood out because they were more powerhousey, if that makes sense. I mean, Buddy Murphy's, like, tagline is the Juggernaut, so that should tell you all you need to know right there about him. Sorry, I got eyelash stuck in my eye, so. And then Neville, King of the Cruiserweights, so obviously he's going to be booked very dominantly. Also, he's Neville, so. I mean, it's Neville, so. Anyway, just getting lost in the match that I'm currently playing. Anyway, so Mia Yim versus Powerhouse. I forget her name. It was very weird attire that she had on. Not Mia Yim, but the Texan lady. Obviously, Mia Yim was going to win the match. I do think it's a little too early, though, for her to be in a number one contenders match for the championship. I mean, I get, you know, she was pretty in Mayhem Classic. Seems pretty popular, but it is a little early. She's only competing, like, what, 2 or 3 televised matches for NXT? And she's already in contention. It's not like she beat anybody big either. I mean, she beat Vanessa Bourne, but, I mean, she's a bit of a jobber, let's be honest. So, just trying to think of everything else. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Lacey Evans qualified for the match. Again, she won a house show, so and I said this before with Bianca Belair. I like how they are making the house shows feel important by having stuff like that. Like, you know, I'll go see a house show. You might see kind of a big match. You might see it play out on NXT TV, you know. I'm pretty sure they've showed house show matches before. It was either a big match or a title change. I'm pretty sure Joan Balor, they showed the match because that's where Joe won the title. The NXT title, by the way. I know they're both on the main roster. But anyway. So yeah, main event came around. Oh man, what a main event it was. Tyler Breeze, a returning Tyler Breeze, versus Ricochet for the NXT North American Championship. And I gotta say, I loved this match. Like, not just the surprise factor of Tyler Breeze coming back to NXT, but just, it was a great match. It reminded everybody of how good, or, like, it's kind of like a reminder of how good Tyler Breeze can be. Is what I think, anyways, of that match. Is he going to stay in NXT, though? That's, I guess, the main question, or the big question. Not, like, question of the week. But that is currently, like, the question. Is Tyler Breeze going to stay in NXT? Or is he going to, or was it just, like, a one-and-done sort of thing? We'll find out. Honestly, I kind of want to see him back in NXT. Mainly because he was great in NXT, and I think going back down to NXT would really help him out, really, career-wise. They really screwed him up on the main roster. By now, he should have been a champion, really. Like a tag champion or single champion. Definitely not a world champion. But, like I said, singles champion, at least, like United States. Maybe not Intercontinental, but I can see him winning the United States title. I think he could be a pretty good United States champion. And Tyler Breeze is one of those guys where, like, if they had a singles title, like the North American title, when he was in NXT, he probably would have won that title very quickly. I mean, he was just that type of, he was just that good in NXT. I mean, Jushin Thunder Liger's only WWE match was against Tyler Breeze at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn. Yeah, it was the first one. But anyway, Yeah, those two put on a good match. I didn't like the finish, though. I didn't like how Ricochet wasn't really using one of his regular moves. Didn't like that. I mean, if it was a signature, then, like, kind of, well, kind of okay. I mean, you know, making that move look like it could actually beat somebody, I'm all for that. But if that wasn't a signature or a finisher, that's just bad. It had to be at least a signature. It's definitely not one of his finishers, because if I'm not mistaken, his finishers are, that 630 senton, I'm pretty sure 450 splash as well. Let me say it does. If I'm not mistaken. If that's supposed to be his, like, ground finisher. Okay, I could see that. I'd be, for the most part, on board with that. Anyway. What was I saying? Oh yeah, thanks, T. So yeah, overall NXT was pretty good. Curious to see where it goes. I'll just leave it at that. I'm curious to see where they go with the title. So, yeah, I guess on to the question of the week. Alrighty, guys, welcome to the question of the week. Question of the week, as you probably heard in the intro, is should current main roster flops / NXT graduates, should they go back down to NXT if they aren't doing anything on the main roster? Anyway, so yeah, we recently saw Tyler Breeze go back down to NXT. That's my thought of this discussion. So, anyway, honestly, I think they should, because they can reinvent themselves. I mean, Tyler Breeze put an absolutely phenomenal match under his belt against Ricochet, and it's people that, if they were booked right, could be megastars on the main roster. Like Tyler Breeze, right? Or not Tyler Breeze, but Ty Dillinger. Insanely popular in NXT. Now he's a main roster flop. He's barely seen on NXT. Or not NXT, but on SmackDown. But again, he was great in NXT. Sanity. I mean, that's a pretty obvious one there. Andrade Cien Almas. He was an NXT champion, for crying out loud. But yeah, ultimately, if it's going to help them more in the long run to go back to NXT down to NXT for a little bit, then yeah, do it. I mean, it's not something that I think that they should do regularly. Or, see, they shouldn't make NXT just another brand, because I think that would ruin it. See, one of the good things about NXT is you get to see, like, you know, the stars of tomorrow, basically. You know, I'm pretty sure NXT's motto is the future's now, or at least it was. So, I think you should mainly keep it a developmental brand, but I don't think having one or two people on the main roster going back down to NXT, I don't think that's going to hurt too much. Like, as a veteran, I mean, we've seen Ono down there forever, which I think they're going to have to call him up eventually. It's just one that eventually is. Because right now he is like the veteran. Not the veteran. I mean, he's not like the veteran. He is the veteran of NXT. Like, he's the one, like, you know, going up and teaching these young whippersnappers what it's like to be a wrestler. No, that's not really it. But, yeah, I think Tyler Breeze should go back down. I think Ty Dillinger should go back down to NXT. And also think, I think Apollo Crews could benefit from going back down to NXT. Sanity, it's too early yet. Same with Andrade. But really the big three are Breeze, Dillinger, and Cruz. So I think you've sent them down, like, separately. I don't know, but Cruz seems to be, his luck seems to be starting to turn around. So, not entirely sure about Cruz just yet. I mean, like I said, his luck could turn around. Not sure if it will. If it does, great. He's a great wrestler. Oh, and that, I know I always enjoy seeing him. It's just his character. He doesn't have one. And, but yeah, honestly, I think they should do that. Again, not for everybody, and it should only be, like, every once in a while. They go down for a little bit. It shouldn't be like every other week we see an NXT return. And while that might be interesting, it just wouldn't really work that well, I don't think. So, yeah, it's been the question of the week. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. And I will see you guys next week for the next episode.